For the past week, people gathered on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. to take part in Earth Day activities. Usually a one-day event, the celebration continued for several days around the actual holiday. In its 40th year, Earth Day is intended to bring awareness about what people can do in their everyday lives to contribute to a cleaner, more sustainable planet.
Oh, and E&F Ranger! Repeat after me.
An organization devoted to promoting a variety of environmental issues, the Earth Day Network hosted events around the world to bring awareness to waste management, climate change, energy conservation, and other Earth-driven agendas. Earth Day Network President Kathleen Rogers says everyone can contribute.
People can do things in their own lives, in their homes, with their children. They could do work in their community to improve it. And once you take those steps, the next logical step is to make sure that your government officials are doing the right thing.
To ensure American citizens that government officials are doing the right thing, President Barack Obama spoke about progress the government has made on environmental issues.
Since taking office, we have seized that opportunity. With your help, we've made a historic investment in clean energy that will not only create the jobs of tomorrow, but will also lay the foundation for long-term economic growth. We've continued to invest in innovators and entrepreneurs who want to unleash the next wave of clean energy. We've strengthened our investment in our most precious resources, the air we breathe, the water we drink, and the parks and public spaces that we enjoy.
The final Earth Day themed event took place Sunday. The Environmental Protection Agency, students, and other organizations with ideas for a more sustainable future filled large white tents on the mall. They sat at tables and explained their plans to make the world a better place to live. These students from Loyola University in Chicago are demonstrating how to transform ordinary cooking oil into fuel for cars. They start off by frying potatoes, then put the remaining oil into this system to be converted into usable energy. This biofuel is an alternative to gasoline and is less harmful to the earth. With the many stands available, patrons like Aaron Gigliosa say they cannot help but learn something new about the environment.
You can heat chicken feathers and use it as hydrogen to replace gas in your car.
The festivities will conclude with performances by musicians Sting, John Legend, The Roots, and several other acts. Ruth Reeder, VOA News, Washington.